The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Today we gather in person in public worship of Almighty God upon this Holy Communion Sunday. Let us worship God in spirit and in truth. We invite your prayers and responses following worship today here in the nave from 12 to 12:45. Those of the congregation who are able will honor and celebrate the work and retirement of our director of Marsh Chapel and Religious Life, Mr. Ray Bouchard. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. As we are able, may we stand in the praise of God. Together.
Set us free, O God, from the bondage of our sins, and give us the liberty of that abundant life which you have made known to us in your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
May we exchange with one another signs of his peace.
A lesson from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The pivots on the threshold shook at the voices of those who called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, "Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I. Send me." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. A lesson from Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. Now I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaimed to you, which you in turn received, in which also you stand, through which also you are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message that I proclaimed to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one ultimately born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we proclaim, and so you have come to believe. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please join me in reading responsively Psalm 138 with the antiphon. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods I sing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted your name and your word above everything. On the day I called, you answered me. You increased my strength of soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth. They shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he perceives from far away. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve me against the wrath of my enemies. You stretch out your hand, and your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Beloved, rise up in body as you are able, but certainly in heart, for the singing of the Gloria and the reading of the Gospel.
As it was in the
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who are partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." And when they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Grant us thy peace, grant us thy peace, grant us thy peace. Beloved, our communion meditation this bright Lord's Sunday is on Holy Communion, a sense of the holy in place and in song and in promise and in surprise. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of God's glory. Isaiah the prophet found or was found by the burning coal of the holiness of the divine in the temple. Place can bring a sense of the holy, including this place, our place together, Marsh Chapel. The chapel's Gothic nave meant to lift the spirit inspires such a sense of the holy. The chapel's Indiana limestone walls, built to last half a millennium, do so. The chapel's conic, iconic stained glass, presence of place, purpose of place to the people first, but also to places themselves, do so. The choir and the congregation, the clergy of the chapel, bring that welcome and that sense of the holy, the love of people and the love of music and the love of others here expressed in your faithfulness, do so. A place, a sense of place, can bring and inspire a sense of the holy. For 18 months, we worshiped from afar. We couldn't see or hear one another. And so by imagination we came and imagined walking the aisle and imagined seeing Francis Willard and Abraham Lincoln and imagined one another together in diaspora. And now by God's grace we are together and can sing together the hymns of faith. Will we ever take it again for granted? We shall not. What a gift, the sense of the holy. As Gaston Bachelard wrote in his beautiful book, The Poetics of Space, space itself can give a sense. We receive in the prophetic tradition a sense of the holy. Likewise, as well, song can inspire a sense of the holy. Now we have gathered, we are habituated to modes of being as Aristotle and Aquinas and Wesley and others taught us. We are as we are habituated, day and week and month, a psalm a day, a service a week, communion each month, And we come as we are attuned, as we are habituated. And we have different ways of coming to worship. Some come a little early, some come a little later. And then we sit as we are accustomed. That is, we have our balcony sub-mini congregation, those who choose the height and the sound and sight of the balcony, and 15 feet above contradiction, they are there each week. Then we have those who sit to the east and lean left, and those who sit to the west and lean right, or is it the other way around? Then we have those who are in the chancel. We don't want to cancel the chancel, the choir and the clergy. And then we have our back pew crew, those who sit as far back as they can against the back wall and sing the hymns of faith together. We have our habituated ways of singing and singing as a congregation, and what a joy and what a gift it is. But we also know, we're keenly aware, that the songs that teach, as the psalmist said, the ways of the Lord do also occasionally involve us in songs of the night. As Job said, I will sing songs in the night. We have a hard time seeing and sensing sometimes what continues to be at odds with the gospel, grim reminders and grim remainders of that which abides. We think of those months 2 years ago when virtually every weekend something of great tragedy occurred, whether it was the death of George Floyd or Ahmaud Arbery or Breonna Taylor, especially we think of her this weekend, and we had to wait half a week to tape a sermon, to identify, name, speak into that loss. Well, in the last several hours in Minneapolis, we have had a similar loss with Amir Locke's death. Think of his parents on this Lord's Day. We have a difficult time facing what are grim reminders and grim remainders of the work yet to be done, the work that lies before us. I also have a hard time facing just what hour it can become when we are confronted with those who will incite insurrection and overturn election. There will come a time when the practice of distance, of spatial separation, of the old traditional religious term shunning will befall us. As Deborah Burke said a year into her work about a colleague, I found that I could no longer be in the same room with him. We shall be caused to sing songs not only of the day, but also of the night. And let us be prepared. The holy comes to the sense also of song. A sense of the holy emerges also with promise. Here is the reading from Romans, the basis, the bedrock, the heart of the gospel, which is resurrection. Yes, the promise of eternal life, that love outlasts death, that love is stronger than death, but also, and more so, the promise of resurrection in daily life. That is, that the past precedes but does not prescribe the future. Home precedes but does not prescribe vocation. What has been before precedes but does not prescribe what will come. That is, that there is in the past a conditioning but not a full causation of all that is yet to be, which involves human agency. And that's where you come in mind and heart, to choose and to live according to God's grace. God, who is loving us into love and freeing us into freedom, in giving us the capacity to love others into love and free others into freedom. There is in promise a sense of the holy. One day some years ago, early in September, I was caused to stop behind a bright yellow school bus. And a boy looked like he must have been 5 years old with a brand new backpack, was making his way to those stairs from the past into the future, from what was into what would be. And on the porch, mom and dad, camera in tears, tears in camera. And those doors opened, and the little boy stumbled and ascended. And then the doors closed behind what was, before what would be. And it seems to me that the bus driver leaned forward and put her hand on his shoulder, directing him to be seated. We don't always feel that hand on the shoulder, but even when the sense is limited, the hand is there in the promise of resurrection, in the gift of resurrection, in the intervening word, the saving intervening word, the sense and inspiration of the Holy. Sense of inspiration in the Holy can also come with surprise. What a shock for Simon Peter. He who had fished with no return was commanded to do so again. Receiving a great catch, he was terrified. And the gospel writer takes that terror, that surprise, that amazement, and turns it toward what will become the future ministry of the 12, starting with Peter and Andrew and James and John. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of God's glory. So today at the holy table, in remembrance and in presence and in thanksgiving, we give thanks, awaiting a future gift and blessing from the divine presence itself. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills. From whence does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade upon your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore, in place and in song and in promise and in surprise. Grant us thy peace. Grant us thy peace. Grant us thy peace. Amen.
Thank you.
Ascribe to the Lord the honor due his name. Bring offerings and come into his court.
For the work before us, the life within us, the fellowship among us, and thy love that surrounds us, we give thee thanks, O Lord. Bless these gifts and the givers, we pray. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Thank you.
are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. And when the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Body of Christ broken for you, preserve your soul and body to everlasting life. Take and eat. The blood of Christ shed for you, preserve your soul and body to everlasting life. Take and drink. Let us pray together. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be and abide with each one of us now and forever. Amen.